Well, as we do every Monday morning after a Cowboy game, win or lose, it's time to visit with the Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones, and his head coach, Wade Phillips. First, good morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning, man.
Well, very disappointing night last night, I guess, for you, losing 33-31 to your arch rival, the Giants.
There's a much more important number than 33-31, and that is 105,121. What is that, 33-31? I don't know what that is.
That was the final score. I guess you want to focus on the attendance?
Oh, yeah, I did. I didn't catch that final score. I was too caught up in the stadium worship to get involved in that. But what a great night we had. We have now unveiled the greatest structure built by humans in the history of the world. And, ladies and gentlemen of Earth, this is my gift to humanity. It was so great to stand up there in the Emperor's booth and tip my toupee to all the dirty dung makers who bought tickets to see my pyramid. And that is right. That's pretty accurate. This stadium is actually a grand tomb that I've built to house my earthly remains.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is. So let's focus on the stadium and not so much on that team. That team was just an excuse to build this stadium. I thought I'd bring on my head worker bee, Wade Phillips. Wade, you there?
I'm here, Jerry. I sure am sorry about last night's game. I mean, you built that stadium and all. And it looked so nice last night, Jerry. It looked really good. And I'm so proud of you for all the hard work you did. And, boy, that big picture box is something else, Jerry. Four sides on it. And I do have a question about that picture box, though, Jerry.
What's that?
How come you can't show something good during the game, like, you know, Gunsmoke or Hee-Haw or something like that?
Well, as I mentioned on Fox yesterday, if we fall behind by 21 points, I will run a few episodes of Green Acres up there.
Oh, well, we can take care of that for you, Jerry.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
We can get down by 21 so we can get some Green Acres on there.
Wade, what the hell happened?
I don't know, Jerry. I don't feel so good this morning.
What's wrong, Coach?
Well, it's not because of the loss so much. I think it's something I ate in the concourse area last night. I got on that concourse area, by the way, very nice, Jerry. That polished concrete sure did look good up there. And, well, I missed half the third quarter because I got stuck in the line getting some chicken tenders with some buttermilk.
Okay.
By the way, you know what's good with buttermilk gravy there, Jerry?
What's that?
Cotton candy.
Gross.
I ate 3 pounds of it last night, Jerry. Hey, you ever notice Al Michaels' hair kind of looks like cotton candy?
Yeah, it does.
Anyway, I may have had too much to eat last night, Jared. All those food options you got for me now at the new stadium. But, boy, howdy, you sure did have some celebrities in there last night, Jerry. That LeBron James.
LeBron.
And George Bush and Mike Ducey. But when are you going to get someone good in there like, I don't know, Roy Clark or Buck Owens or someone?
Well, I think Buck Owens is dead.
Well, so are our playoff chances, Jerry.
Already?
Yeah, I don't think we're very good, Jerry. I hate to break it to you, but, man, we can't stop anyone. I can't keep Romo from throwing interceptions, Jerry.
Hey, didn't I order you to put some makeup on that forehead of yours? Everybody could see that big red splotch where I hit you in the head with a shovel.
Is that what that was?
I thought I covered it up, but I guess I got the sweat and it washed it all off, I guess, Jerry.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
Could you take me off air right now? I have something private to say to Wade. I don't want anyone else to hear that.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure. You're off the air now.
I appreciate that. Wade.
Yeah?
That was the biggest embarrassment I've endured since my botched facelift. You hear me?
I'm sorry, Jerry.
I opened a damn billion-dollar stadium/tomb, and your one job was to win the game. After all I've done for you, how could you do this to me? I gave you a job when you know damn well no other team would have hired you.
Well,
and I'm paying you $45,000 a year, and that's above the American average household income.
I know, Jerry. I appreciate it, but...
Who is it that lets you go through the buffet 4 and 5 times?
Well, you, Jerry, but...
I told you, if you didn't win that game, I was taking a toe for every point you were behind.
Oh, no, Jerry.
So you get out your marker, and you mark the toes you want to lose, and you arrive in my office in 10 minutes. You hear me?
Well,
I got your bolt cutters heated up, ready to go.
What's 33 minus 31?
You get in here now. That's, good morning.
It's too good. Extension.
Extension. I don't think he's going to get that. Wow.
Oh, man.
Boy, well, did we learn a lot there. That yeah, the stadium is also his future tomb.
That's very Egyptian-like. 8:51 here on Sports Radio 3.